Then the secondary, which are giving power to our delusions, just go through briefly. So familiarity. That's, I think, very obvious. The reason we develop delusions naturally, and we don't need to apply effort, whereas we have to apply effort to cultivate virtuous minds, is that we are very familiar with delusions. At the mind, we have huge familiarity with delusions. Yeah, since beginningless time, we have not trained our mind. We have not protected our mind from delusions. We have given them all the power. Yeah, and we have never trained our mind in stopping delusions and practice virtue. So therefore, they are, we can say, these deluded mental habits are deeply ingrained. So on page 189, Nagarjuna said that minds can be like writing in stone, writing in sand, or writing in water. Minds that are like writing in stone are deeply ingrained and difficult to remove. Those who are like writing in sand can be removed more easily, and those that are like writing in water disappear naturally almost as soon as they arise. It's a very beautiful analogy, very helpful. At present, so what is our situation at the moment? Our deluded minds are like writing in stone, deeply ingrained. Because they are strong, we have gained strong familiarity with it. So therefore, you know, like never follow instructions where you've been told to repeat to express anger. More familiarity we gain with anger or any other delusion, the more easy it will arise in our heart. We should try to, so at present our deluded minds are like writing in stone and our virtuous minds are like writing in water. We should try to reverse this situation. It is difficult to stop delusions completely, but if we conscientiously apply their opponents, we can gradually weaken them so that they are no longer engraved in our mind like writing in stone. At first, they will become like writing in sand, which can be removed with little effort. Then gradually, as their strength continues to diminish, they will become like writing in water. Eventually, they will disappear altogether. So this is how we should train our mind. Familiarity, then distraction and being influenced by others. This is another strong contribution to the power of our delusions. Yeah, because I think we understand we are very easily influenced by others. Why? Because we imitate people around us. We are a little bit like, sorry to say that, but it's the truth, like monkeys. Yeah, we immediately adopt habits of people we live with. We have to check that. That's the truth. And therefore, it's very important that we choose our friends that have a good influence on us and not bad influence. When our friends are engaging in negative actions, they have bad habits, it's very likely that we adopt them. It's very easy to come under their influence. And distraction, we can understand when we are distracted, we are not mindful, we are not practicing conscientiousness, we are not looking inside, we are always out. Very easy for a delusion to sneak in and to arise in our heart taking over. We know about that. Then also another point here is being influenced by others is listening to misguided teachings and advice. So we need to watch out, in particular with respect to Dharma. Yeah. Yeah, so for example, teachings repeat, you have to express your anger, or Geshe-la gives here an example. Many teachers advocate attachment as a necessary ingredient for a healthy emotional life, or encourage us to express our anger freely, or to develop forms of self-confidence that in fact are types of deluded pride. So listening to such teachings seriously damages our Dharma practice and causes us to waste our precious human life. So we need to be very careful what we are listening to, what we believe. Then bad habits, that's the last one. If we have bad physical habits, such as habits of killing, fishing, or I don't know, hunting, stealing, there are many different subtle forms of stealing. Just anything we take without have being given is stealing. So we need to become quite aware about these actions. Sexual misconduct, drinking, smoking, or taking drugs, or bad verbal habits, such as habits of lying or cheating or half-truth, talking meaninglessly, we love that, or reading books that contradict Dharma. These will make our delusions stronger. Bad habits are the main cause of strong delusions arising in our mind. Bad habits. So we need to check our habits, definitely. Yeah, we have so many deluded patterns in our mind of thinking and feeling. So we need to learn to stop them from arising and replace them with virtuous, stable, strong virtuous patterns, replacing them, training the mind. Mental gym is what we try to do. Okay, so if we think deeply about the six causes of delusions, we will see that there are many temporary measures we can take to reduce their intensity and frequency. And that's the truth. Therefore, it is so wonderful to understand these six causes. And then we can, everybody can do their own, fitness program. We can think, okay, what are my bad habits? Okay, I write them down and I will become more alert. When they arise, I will check my mind more often. I will try to reduce my distractions, and I will check with whom I associate. And I have to cut familiarity with deluded patterns, ways of thinking.